Beloved, you're welcome to another powerful message from Reverend Sydney Alamensa. Reverend Sydney Alamensa is the head pastor of God as Our Light Church, City of His Presence. He is a man of God who operates in the healing, prophetic, and teaching ministries. Today, the man of God takes us through a series titled, Developing a Faith That Works. And the theme for today's episode is, How to Have Patience, Part 2. Stay tuned and be blessed. And now, today's message.
You want to pick your Bibles and pick your notebooks, and let's go into the Word of God. Give me James chapter 5, verse 7 to 12. James chapter 5, verse 7 to 12. And therefore, brothers, until the coming of the Lord. It says, see how the farmer wait for the precious fruit of the earth, being patient about it until it receives the early and late rains. Next verse, please. You also be patient. Establish your heart, for the coming of the Lord is at hand. Next verse, please. Do not grumble against one another, brothers, so that you may not be judged. Behold the judge is standing at the door. Next verse, please. As an example of suffering and patience, brothers, take the prophet who spoke in the name of the Lord. Now, church, you read 11 and then 12. Last verse. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of His word. Amen. Now give me verse 8, please. Give me verse 8. It says that be patient and stand firm, because the Lord's coming is near. Can you reduce the effect for me? He says that you also be patient. Establish your heart, for the coming of the Lord is what is at hand. Hallelujah. Three times in this passage, James says that the Lord's coming is near. Somebody say the Lord's coming is near. Look at somebody, say Jesus is coming back. They say that all them lifestyle now, and who say echo in him, echo it, you know. Tell the person how them lifestyle. No? Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus is coming back soon. Amen. And some of us, we trivialize this. But you see, let me give you a mystery. Jesus is coming back soon. Your soon will be when you did not prepare and then you died. Hallelujah. Some of us are waiting till when the trumpet will sound. I shared a news, which was a sad news, over the weekend. As a reverend minister like me, I will live long anyways. You know, some of you not say amen because you want me to die quickly. So I stopped preaching these sermons. But even if I die, my spirit will come back and preach it. Hallelujah. Someone say, aye, 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 aye. Hallelujah. After service, everything is fine. And it's like, I'm not feeling well and he's gone. You see, that is how some of you need to look at your life. Because you never know when your maker will call you. Are you with me? You see, we have always heard this scripture, the trumpet will sound, so we are waiting for the skies to open, and this thing that is shown on movies, you see some white skies and all that, and that is what we are looking at, that day will come. And then, but how about if you don't live to that day? Are you understanding me? How about the day you don't prepare? You know that kind of beautiful death, like you are going to die and you can just anticipate that you are going to die. You call your family on a dinner table. After having that dinner, you say that you, my real estate is yours. You, Trasako, is yours. You, East Legon, here is yours. And all that, you say, may the Lord bless you and keep you. I bow down my head and I'm gone. That is a beautiful death. Are you understanding me? I say, I'm going to my bed to go and relax. You know what? You guys take care of yourself and I'm gone. Hallelujah. But how about some of you? The day that you are in that guy's room, you are Adu, Bayou. And then your heart ceases. Huh? Why are you fake like that? I want real people here. Hallelujah. You think you are the macho person you are, and your heart ceases like that. And this person who is not your wife is your side chick you are not supposed to have. And then you say, what is happening? Should I call your wife? You call who? Hallelujah. You see, we never know when our maker will call us. Are you understanding me? Somebody wakes up in the morning and say, I'm going to work, and doesn't come back. Have you heard that before? Are you understanding me? Goes to work, say hello to the children, everything. Some people even travel. I heard a story about a guy, you know, is it a driver or something? He parked on the roadside, you know, and he just opened his driver's side and car from nowhere. At that time, will you know that your maker is calling you? No. Are you understanding me? So that kind of death where you least expect is what I'm talking about. And it can happen to you, it can happen to me. Are you understanding me? So we need to understand that we don't know when Jesus is coming. Are you with me? He says only the Father knows. Hallelujah. So you need to put it at the back of your mind that we need to have patience because God is in control. So why be patient? Number one, because God is in control. Why be patient? Why be patient? Number one, because God is in control. Hallelujah. And he's got everything planned out for you. Your life, everything. I was saying at our crossover service that each and every person has a book. We'll talk about it later. Where everything about you is written in the book. Hallelujah. The people you meet in life, the one you will marry, everything is in that book. And even Jesus had a book. Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. So everything is what is cut out. Everything is planned for you. And because God has planned everything, it shows that he is in control of what? Of your life. He's in control of the world we find ourselves in. He's in control of what? Of the universe. Are you understanding me? And God's purpose for your life is greater than the problem you are facing right now. Can I have a witness here? It's greater than what the problem what you are facing right now. I want you to tap somebody on the shoulder, if you will, and tell the person, God is in control. God is in control. You see, I can say it emphatically and with all truth that the reason why I know God is in control is because he will come back. If he will not come back, then I can't say that he's not in control. But the fact that I know that he will come back, I can say that he is what? He is in control. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Phillips translation of James 5:8 says that resting your heart on the ultimate certainty. Resting your heart on the ultimate word, certainty. Hallelujah. So that says that though a situation may be out of control, though the circumstances may be out of control, but God is in control. Can you tell yourself that I know in my life God is in control? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You see, although I can't control everything that happens in my life, like some of you, There are certain things you have tried it as much as possible to control it. Some of you, after 50 days, you are still going through all those things you said, ah, I surrender, Lord, I'm coming out. But still, it's happening. It is about time that you realize that if, Lord, I give you my life, I'm saying that, Lord, have absolute what control of my life. Hallelujah. Lord, have what? Absolute what? Control of what? Of my life. And because God is in control, everything will work out for you. Because God is in control, everything will what? Will work out what? For you. And that is the reason why you have to be patient. Because God is in control, everything will what? Will work out for you. And that is why you have to be what? Be patient. You have to be patient because God is what? Is in control. And look at how Job persevered. Job persevered, and because he persevered, the timing of God was perfect. I might be delayed, but the timing of God is perfect. I might be denied, but the timing of God is perfect. Are you understanding me? Listen, some of you don't understand the timings of God. Life can tell you that things are not going on well, but the timing of God is accurate. It is perfect. Hallelujah. The timing of God is what? Is perfect. Are you understanding me? If you look at the shadow of myself 6 years or 10 years, it is not me now. Are you understanding me? The timing of God is what? Is perfect. And that is why I believe that God, what? Is in control. He will come back. Jesus will come back again. And the fact that he will come back, I can say truly that he is what? He is in control. Hallelujah. Some of you are experiencing real delays right now as I speak. Delays here, delays there. Are you with me? But one thing that we know is that God's delay never thwart his purpose. Write it down. God's delay never thwart what? His purpose. So if he has purpose for you, that this is how far you will attain in life. Gentlemen, woman, God's delay never what? Thwart what? His purpose. Are you understanding me? Number two, why be patient? Number two, God reward patience. God rewards patience. Give me verse 11, please. God rewards patience. It says that, as you know, we consider blessed those who have persevered. It says, as you know, we consider or we count as blessed those who have persevered. Somebody say persevered. I want you to circle that word or write it down, blessed. Blessed. Circle that word down. Blessed. Or write it down. It says, as you know, we consider blessed those who have persevered. Hallelujah. You realize that if most of you have read the book of Job, amen. Amen. Some of you can read Shakespeare and some other books. You can read it back, front, back, front, back, front, back. But I can guarantee you've never read any chapter in the Bible, one whole chapter before. No. Hallelujah. Some of you start reading, you put it on your, you are lying on your bed, you raise it, you say, ah, yami wa sem kram in tears here. Hallelujah. One day you meet Jeremiah in heaven, he said, did you read my book? Hallelujah. You meet Micah and say, did you read my book? You'll be in heaven and you say, ah, prophet, I heard your name in the Bible. He said, did you read my book? He said, I didn't read your book. He said, ah, why didn't you read my book? Hallelujah. Some of you have never read one whole book. Like say, Corinthians, 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians. A whole, but you can, let me continue. Hallelujah. But what kind of spiritual maturity do you want to build? When we go, when we follow you to your house, we can look at the bookshelf. We see a lot of books, brown, green, yellow, red, white, wine, all kind of colors. And you see the Bible is shaded somewhere under there. Not even one whole book you've read. Some of you need to, listen, stop this surface Christianity, surface thing you're doing. Are you understanding me? You worship God like he's Father Christmas. You worship God like he's you know, something he appears and then he goes like that. Are you understanding me? You worship God like 24 December. It is only when it's 24 December that you know that, there is something called God. Are you understanding me? This surface Christianity, surface ministry is not going to help you. Are you understanding me? It's not going to help you. It's not going to help the ministry. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's not going to help you. It's not going to help your the ministry as well. Somebody says, stop this surface ministry, surface Christianity thing. Hallelujah. It says that, as you know, we consider blessed those who have. It means that if you persevere, you'll be blessed. If you do what? You persevere, you what? You'll be blessed. Hallelujah. So we see that the second half of Job's life, Job encountered a lot of things in his first life, but the second life, Job was blessed. Are you understanding me? And there are all kinds of rewards when you are being patient. There are all kinds of rewards. In your patience, your character will grow. Am I communicating? In your patience, people will even like you more. People will come to love you more. Are you understanding me? In your patience, sometimes you even get along with people better in life. Are you understanding me? In your patience, you get to reach your goals that you have what set for yourself. You'll be blessed in your what? In your patience. Hallelujah. You will definitely get to that height that God wants to place you according to his purpose and according to his plan. Are you understanding me? Are you understanding me? Some of you, this patience thing you are going through, it looks like you are being delayed. It looks like you are stuck and all that. Your character is growing. Your character is changing. Hallelujah. God is showing you how, I spoke to you last week, that some of you, you can't stand in the queue at the shopping mall. And that is where we vent our frustration. Even those in front of us, behind us, sometimes somebody's child is playing around, we are frustrated and we begin to speak against even that person. Hallelujah. In your patience, your character will what? Will grow. Hallelujah. But not just this side of earth that God will bless us. In eternity, he will bless us. Are you understanding me? And when I say he will bless us in eternity, I'm talking about reward. Some of you might not get your reward here, but I trust God. God will reward you in eternity. Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 5, verse 13 to 14. It says that, blessed are you when people insult you. Please look at it. Please stay with me. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Because of what? Of me. He says that rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophet which were before what? Before you. It says that your reward is where? Your reward is where? You are speaking like you don't believe it. Your reward is where? Some of you, you meet me in heaven, I'm telling you. And when you meet me, you tell, Reverend, I knew you at Medina, city of his presence. And you say, I want to come to your mansion. I'll tell you, Maza, Kono, that is yours. And now you tell me, man of God, did you not say we are family? I say, okay. Indeed, we are family. But work out your own salvation, Kohono. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When I was fasting and you were eating your yokokari in the morning. Hallelujah. When I persevered. And you looked at some of us, you said, let them grow lean. We don't care. For them, they have decided they want to fast. For us, we are on our own. Hallelujah. It says that, listen, people will insult you. It says people will persecute you and falsely say all kind of evil against you. Can you imagine what you have not done? They say you've done it. Are you understanding me? And You see, in our natural tendency, one of the strongest desires in life is that when you are hurt, you want to get even. Is it not true? When you are hurt, you want to what? Get even. And that is the natural tendencies of what? Of life. You want revenge. You want to take matters into your own hands. And, you know, when you get criticized, you want to also criticize back. There are some of you here, I tell you, even maybe in this auditorium, you will try to be cool. But immediately you get downstairs, you will tell the person your mind. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sometimes we want to get revenge, but look at what the word of God says. It says, any time that people criticize you, any time that you want to revenge, any time that you want to talk back, let something come back at the mind or at the back of your mind saying that my reward is in heaven. Anytime you think about it, he says to you that here, and you want to say something. Immediately you want to say, you remember, my reward is in heaven, and you keep quiet. Are you understanding me? Anytime you are in that position where you feel like, no, listen, I am a guy, I am a lady, I also have to show that person that me too I day. The word of God says that, put that at the back of your mind, that what? Your reward, what? Is in heaven. Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. So it is worth giving, is it worth giving up that reward by just what? Throwing tantrums here and there. Is it worth giving that reward? So if there are about 1,000 rewards, some of you get 0.5. Are you understanding me? Am I communicating? You need patience because God is in control and he is going to reward your patience. Give me Isaiah 43 verse 2. It says that when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. It says when you walk through fire. Why did he say fire you have to walk through? It says that when you what? When you walk, how can you walk through fire? Are you understanding me? It says when you walk through fire, you will not be burned. It says the flames will not what? Will not set you what? Ablaze. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. Process builds what? Patience. Process does what? It builds what? Patience. And process will test your loyalty and commitment to fulfilling your destiny. Process will test your loyalty and commitment to fulfilling what? Your destiny. Process will always what? Build what? Patience. I'm going through. I'm walking through that fire. But the Lord is doing something in my life. Hallelujah. Some of you, some fire you are going through, it's not the devil, it's God. Do you see? Sometimes when we pray and we say, you are praying, I bind you. Then God is there, you are binding me. Hallelujah. Can you imagine if a bishop went to stand at that fig tree and said, I command, I take authority in the heavens. I stand in the office of my calling. Rise up, O fig tree. And Jesus is there, he said, I curse the fig tree because it was not bearing fruit. Are you understanding me? Some of you, the fire you are going through, it is God. He will take you through the process and build you up. Are you understanding me? Are you understanding me? And one thing that I know is that God gives people speed, but God doesn't rush people. God gives what? People speed, but he doesn't rush people. Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. So whatever you are going through, you need to understand. God does not rush people. God what? Will give you speed. But listen, man of God, God will give you speed after he has made you. Are you understanding me? After you have gone through that fire, he has made you. He will give you what? That speed. I told you last time, some of you, if God gives you that car, I'm telling you, you'll not even come to church. Because Friday, you'll be popping. Saturday, you will pop. And Sunday, you'll be like, Charlie, let me do online. I'm tired. Even the online, you will even switch it. Are you understanding me? But some of you, God wants to give you that husband. and that handsome guy because he wants to teach you how to love. Are you understanding me? He wants you to love him and love him well. Because if you can love Jesus well, I trust you, you can love that guy well. Some of you, your love is I believe is a good place to clap your hands. Hallelujah. And that is why some of your relationship is not working. Because you don't know even how to love Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Afternoon, I love him. Evening, I love him. Can you imagine if Jesus calls you and you tell Jesus that, what's it there? Hallelujah. You are in a relationship with him. Hallelujah. You are in a relationship and your anger can so much take you that sometimes just one word and you see, some of you, the reason why you move from one relationship to the other, there is something you've not realized. There is something about you that fire has to take it out of your life. And that is why God wants you to walk through that fire. But you cannot run through that fire. No, you have to walk through that fire. Are you understanding me? When you take that step, it pulls you. Are you understanding me? You take one step, it takes away that character. So I need to thank God that, God, I want to walk through that fire. I don't want to run through that fire. Are you understanding me? If you rush and you run through that fire, one day when you get up there, right? You see, that is why I'm telling you, there are some things that God wants to do in your life that if you don't allow him to do it, you get up there and he will chase after you. Are you understanding me? You'll be up there and then something will happen and then you are down. I heard a story, a testimony from the United Kingdom about a man of God. And about some years ago, he was, another man of God spoke to him, and a woman of God actually spoke to him and said, "Sir, there is an accusation that there is a lady that says that you have touched me, you have done this, and in fact, you've even raped me." And the man of God said, "No, that is not true." They did back and forth. He said, "No, it's not true." And this thing, they spoke among the family and they left it like that. After some years ago, another one happened. And this time around, it was red-handed caught. Are you understanding me? But there was a counsel to him that, "Jack, today my tree has come." Hallelujah. God is trying to tell you that stop it, because one day, if you are not careful, that shame will come upon you. After so many years of ministry, people revered him like something. Like, I walk by like, Reverend. And then something God has told me, stop. And still I'm like, oh, flesh do me. I am flesh. Flesh do me. And then you happen to have a man of God speak to you and say, "If you don't stop this thing, it will not help your ministry." And one day, can you imagine, after all those years, and he's not just a reverend minister, a bishop. But then he remembers that some time ago it happened, and it was the way God was telling him that, "Jack, you have to stop. I'm telling you." You see, I said the last time, the enemy here, he has time. He has time. They can spot you in the mirror and say, this person is glorious. This person has destiny. But how can we get that person? They zoom in like some technology movie. They put your life apart. They pull it here, and say, "This is how we can get him." Are you understanding me? Some of you are in a compromising situation. The reason why you've not been caught is that the devil wants to wait. He wants the big shame. You don't like this message, right? Hallelujah. It says when you walk through what? The fire. Are you understanding me? Listen, those that will be patient, I'm telling you, your glorious moment is coming. Your glorious moment is coming. Listen, I know some of you, I don't know, maybe you are. I said the last time there was this woman who was living with a little baby. I will be no introduced.
You see, Nyamisira Nama. Help you know about this testimony. And Nyamisira Nama, God opened a door for her to go to the United States. Not some small job, but big job. And even when she went to the US, she comes back and goes back to the woman in Ghana and still serves her. Some of you, when God lifts you small, Katamre Kapa, one Corolla, you have arrived. One Corolla, you have arrived. And you see, they chalk seven like that. Obi crap, Mercedes Benz, hallelujah. With all humility. One Corolla, you have arrived. Listen, some of you, your patience, I'm telling you, God will reward you. And not only will you get reward here, but in heaven, God will reward you as well. May that grace come upon you for you to be patient in the name of Jesus Christ. My father told me something. Bishop, Senior Reverend Paul, he said something. He said, you know what? Some of you, you need to just come to us and tell us that we want to marry. Are you understanding? Because you're already living like husband and wife. Eric, you know me so. Hallelujah. I'm not saying it's him. Ah, come on. I mention his name because, you know, I love this guy. Hallelujah. Some of you living like husband and wife. You just have to come. Listen, it's not. We will help you marry. Hallelujah. We will help you marry. Just buy your things and then, you know, we just put you there. It's not that guy you want to live with. Huh? That guy you want. Come on, break. We'll help you marry because it's better for you. It's better for you. Are you understanding me? It's better for you than living that kind of, you know, life. Today is this, today is that, today is that, today is that. It's not only hurting you, but it's hurting the ministry as well. Are you understanding me? Somebody say, I will be rewarded. I will be rewarded. Say, God gives people speed. Say, God gives people speed. But he will give them speed after he has made them. God will not rush you, but he will give you speed. Hallelujah. And some of you, your speed will come when he has made you. And after he has made you, Atamra Daskaba, the way your speed of blessing will come, people will wonder and say, where have you been? You tell them, I am like Elijah the Tishbite. I come from nowhere, but the Lord has made me. And because he has made me, he's giving me speed. I prophesy to you that the Lord will make you. And after has made you, your speed will come in the name of Jesus Christ. I might be in my lonely place, nobody sees me, but I'm walking in the fire. The fire might be too hot, but he's pruning me. He's taking some things out of my life. He's making me a better person because he doesn't want to rush me. He wants to give me speed, and that speed will come when he has made me to be a better person. Listen, some of you, God is putting you into some big company, and maybe I'm not see you or no, or you'll be a maybe your name kasa. Usukura wa koma ye din. You can't work with that person, and because of that, God would have to work on you. You have to go through that fire. Are you understanding me? Or kasa we nim kura uche ne nimu say, ah, my reward is in heaven. My reward is in heaven. Because you never know, God might be preparing that seat for you.
Jesus.
God might what? Be preparing what? That seat for you. Somebody say, I'll be rewarded. Number three, why you need patience? You need patience because God is working things out. God is what? Be patient because God is what? Is working what? Things out. You see, often behind the scenes, we don't even see it. Often behind the, can I preach to you somebody? I feel like preaching today. Often behind the scenes, we don't see it, but he's working. He's at work when we don't see him at work. That is why the 11B says that He says, you have heard Job's perseverance. Go back for me here. He says, you have heard Job's perseverance and have seen what the Lord finally brought out. He said, finally brought about. He says, what? Finally, what? Brought what about? Listen, you might not see it, but he is working it. Can I preach like I feel? I feel like preaching today. You might not see it, but he is working it. Life might tell me I'm not going forward, but I can tell you for a fact, by and in the word of God, that he is working out for you. Is behind the scenes. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard what the Lord is about to do for you. He might look like it's slow. He might look like it's not happening. He might look like my peers and my colleagues I started life with, they are moving high, skyrocketing in life. I came to tell you, he is working it out behind the scenes. Behind the scenes. Yesterday, the word of God said that yet though I walk through the valleys of the shadows of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. For thou art with me. For thou art with me. James says that, have you not heard Job's perseverance? He says, finally, say finally. You know when after you've gone through everything and finally, finally, the guy comes and says,
will you marry me? Hallelujah.
After persevering for years, it looks like I am some caricature, but I can tell you, your story will be like Naomi, Zia Pariata. Your story will be like Ruth, Zepreteka, and the Lord will change that story. Job persevered.
I remember in school, there was this course.
It was seriously tough.
I said, God, no. And you know, God, when you, these days, you, people don't see your score. Those days, they put it on the notice board. So if someone knows your index number, I'm telling you, people intentionally memorize your index number. Can I have a witness here? I love the way you are smiling. Hallelujah. They will even forget their own, but yours, they have it. Immediately, they paste it on the notice board. Now your own is easy. It's like it's electronic or something. No, educate me. We are old school. Hallelujah.
They will paste it there. And immediately they put it there. You see a lot of people are there. Sometimes you've not been there, but they will call you.
See, unya D minus. And sometimes you ask, wow, problem, cry anything.
Just smile.
Can I have a witness here? Hallelujah.
Yes, ma, who can hear me great cry then?
Are you understanding me?
There was this Indian lecturer, Charlie. Before he even went to level 300, he said this man, he trails giddy, 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 giddy. I
said, hey, Rady, Indian, any power.
And when they speak, you don't even hear.
Sydney? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Hallelujah.
You have to pass my exams. I'm just mimicking them. Okay.
You have to pass my exams. If you don't pass, I will fail you. You have to go back again and write my exams. And the first time I heard him speak, I'm like, Rade.
So one bemwa a bad thing.
Because even at the lecture, you struggle to hear. Hallelujah. First one came. Charlie Ankoye.
See God. Debbie. Wait, yeah, no. I said, no, I won't take it. C minus, no. Because I started my grades well. A, B, A, B, C plus, A, B, A, B. I graduated with second class upper. Hallelujah.
Even that second class upper, because of the grading system, ours were too high. Now, come here, first class student, I'm Jinahe.
And you know, the internet one bone is him. Hallelujah. You celebrate others, your own will also be celebrated. Can I have a witness here? I said, God, you have to come in for me.
And some of us, you know how we study? We study and we put all papers around us and all that, you know. We have that mystical ritual that if you move the paper from there, the thing will disappear from our mind.
Can I have a witness here?
Hallelujah. So the A4 sheet will write it here. We'll solve this question, put it here. Solve this question, put it here. Solve it. The guys who can say, Master, don't touch it. If you move it, it will disappear. Hallelujah. Because of that photographic memory. So when we are in the exams hall, we picture the paper. And in the realm of the spirit, we begin to see everything we wrote there. Naomi, I like the way you are looking at me. Hallelujah. We begin to see everything and then we start writing. Photographic memory. How many of you have that memory?
Am I communicating?
Hallelujah. And then we write it exactly as it is. Are you understanding me? So I just put myself in my room. I see my paper. I see whatever I wrote and I write it.
The way you are looking at me is like I've not seen some before.
Because God is what?
Working things out. Hallelujah.
Listen, God, delay is not denial.
His delay is what?
It's not what?
Denial. Hallelujah.
And you need to understand when God says no and not yet. There's a difference between no and what?
And not yet. Be patient when I am what? Working things out. You see, while I'm waiting, God is working. Are you understanding me? And the mystery here is that in my preparation, God is what? Is working things out for me. Hallelujah. And that is why we need to cultivate this habit that in advance we have to thank God.
Aye.
Lord, I thank you that you've given me this result. Are you understanding me? Lord, I thank you that you already given me what? Victory. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you that you have already blessed me with this thing. In our preparation, we need to remember that all the time we have to what? We need to what? Thank God. Hallelujah.
I don't know, maybe you are here, your hands are tied to something. It looks like the situation is actually uncontrollable. But when it comes to the viewpoint of God, it's never uncontrollable. Are you understanding me? So in advance, I need to thank God that, Father, you are working things out for me.
Hallelujah.
And that is why James stated emphatically that you have to look at a farmer. When a farmer plants the seed, he's waiting for that seed. Are you with me? And whilst he's waiting for that seed, the Lord is working behind the scenes. How is he working? He's working the weather. Are you understanding me?
Hallelujah.
He's working things behind the scenes. And he will make sure that the environment and the weather will be ready for the seed to what? To come out. Are you understanding me? There are some seeds you plant. There are some termite and some other things that will come and destroy it. But listen, when the seed is in the ground, you don't see it. But God sees what is in the ground. Can I have a witness here? So whilst I am waiting, I need to what? Thank God that, Father, what? You are working things what? Out for me. He is creating the right conditions at the right time and in the right way till the harvest comes. Are you with me? And that is why Philippians chapter 2 verse 13 says, it says, God is at work within you. I repeat, God is at work what? Within what? You. Maybe I can't see it, but he is still what? Working. Romans chapter 8 verse 28. I'm rushing you through because I don't have much time. Romans chapter 8 verse 28 says that, and we know that in all things, put it there for me quickly. Put it there for me. It says, and we know that what? In what? In all things. God is one. Is working. Somebody say, God is working. I want you to tap somebody on your left or right. Say, be patient. God is working. Say, be patient. God is working. Listen, I don't know. It could be financial. It could be relational. It could be a healing that you need for somebody in your family or even yourself. But God says that, listen, I will demonstrate my power in your patience. Are you understanding me? We demonstrate our expectation by how much we prepare. Is it not true? We demonstrate our expectation by how much what we prepare. Can you imagine if I need a visa to travel and I'm just sitting down? So you demonstrate what? Your what? By what? How much what? You prepare. Are you understanding me? You cannot go and write exams and believe that you have success and then you just read two chapters or two
and then you close it. No, it's not going to happen like that. Are you understanding me? Somebody say, I'm getting ready. For the answer is coming. Yes, it's coming. Say it's coming. Say it's coming. Psalm 103 verse 5. Psalm 130 verse 5. It says that, I wait expectantly, trusting God to help, for he has promised. And I want you to note the word expectantly. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I wait on God what? Expectantly. What are you waiting for from God? It could be a lot of things you are waiting. But listen, I came with the word of God that in your patience, God will answer you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Some of us, you know what? God wants to bless us. Please stay with me. God wants to bless you. And a lot of times when we are waiting on God, he is really waiting on us. Can I go deeper? A lot of time he's one. He's waiting one on us. Are you understanding me? And he was ready to give you that answer long time ago. But the truth is that you were not ready to receive it. And the reason why you were not ready to receive it, because you are not ready to grow. Are you understanding me? Somebody say, I want to grow. What the Lord is saying, finally, what the Lord is saying is that grow up. Stop being a child. Grow up. Hallelujah. Grow up. You need to grow up. You need to mature. After 10 years of being born again, you are still where you are. You can't even quote 10 scriptures. You are a joke. Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. And how can you defend yourself in a place of prayer? And I told you, in Luke chapter 18, Jesus present prayer in a courtroom. Are you understanding me? He present prayer in a courtroom. And that is what he's trying to tell us. Listen, you cannot go, I have a... Some of you know lawyers and you know how the courtroom system works. You give your evidence to what? To your lawyer. Are you understanding me? Now he pleads your case for you. What kind of evidence do you have? You can't go to God like maybe you are in need of money and then you go to God and you are like, Eradimi Hieska. Boami. God doesn't answer that kind of prayer. Are you understanding me? The accuser will stand there and say that, you need what? No. Your evidence is scripture. Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. So now I pay my tithe, I give my seed offerings and all that, and I stand upon it. I say, Lord, remember your servant. And the enemy is there. He say, I backtrack. This one, I can't touch it. This evidence is key evidence to win the case. No. Are you understanding me? Remember, the woman never confronted the accuser in Luke 18. The woman never confronted whoever is worrying her and saying that. No, he went straight to the church. Are you understanding me? So when I have the answer from the church, all I need to go is to the battlefield. I win in the courtroom before I go to the battlefield. Are you understanding me? That is how it works. Are you with me? So immediately I win in the courtroom. I come to the battlefield. I say, this is my victory. This is my victory. This is my victory. This is my victory. And the enemy looks at you and says, this one, no. Your man verdict near you. In the den, I can't do anything about them. Are you understanding me? So some of us, let's stop this. You see, that is why, listen, you play these messages one day when I'm gone. And you will understand. Your situation will be like that if you don't have evidence. Evidence in his word. Are you understanding me? Lord, I want to pass my exam. You say, Lord, I want to pass my exam. Lord, let me pass my exams. And listen, God does not answer prayer by emotions. No. If it's emotions, I can cry. And then God will give me some power. Immediately I do my leg like this, everybody will fall down. God doesn't move by emotions. Are you understanding me? When you go and you go with evidence. You go with the word. Lord, your word says, I will be the head and not the tail. And that is the evidence to the lawyer, to the great intercessor who is Jesus. And Jesus holds the evidence and goes to the Father and says, this is your handmaiden's evidence. You need to fight for her. Your word says you the head and not the tail. So, be tinifiesi ube brain. But what does the word of God say? It says, my word is sharper than two-edged sword. Whatever sword is coming from, whether from your mother's side, whether from your father's side, he says, my word is sharper. They have many counterfeit swords. Many counterfeit swords. But there is only one true sword. And that is the word of God. He says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God.
He became flesh and dwelt among men. Hallelujah. Listen, some of you, I want to believe God sincerely. If you are honest to yourself, I tell you that after this August fasting, testimonies upon testimonies. Hallelujah. Some of you, listen, maybe you see yourself, you are, please give me some few minutes, I'll finish very soon. You see yourself, you are like 20, 24, 25, 26, maybe 30 years, maybe 31, 32, you are like, Lord, you know what, I don't know what's happening to me and all that. Listen, when Esther received the news, if we don't do something, Esther, you don't know the weight of this news. This man want to annihilate the entire Jews, Esther. This is not eating, oh, Esther. This is fasting and prayer. Hallelujah. Listen, some of you, I don't know what kind of pain. Maybe I won't for pain, Muda. You've not seen a, listen, we've not seen a man who has cried before. Women cry. But when men cry, you can understand. Hallelujah. You can understand that the situation sometimes becomes tough, that men will cry. And say, Lord, what is happening to my life? Mordecai tells Esther, this thing is fasting and prayer. Stop this surface kingdom thing you are doing up there. You think that when that day comes, you'll be spared. Check your Bible, is there. Mordecai told Esther, you think that when that day comes, they are killing the Jews. They'll call you, Esther, who are you? He said, I'm a Jew. You are part of it. Because the blood is from the top to the down. And Esther said, no. I declare in the kingdom and all the Jews, nobody should eat or drink water 3 days. You cannot sacrifice that wachi. You can't sacrifice that benku. You can't sacrifice that octopus stew. Someone say, ay. But every day you are there like, God coming for me. God coming for me. Listen, there are times you need to deny yourself. You need to what? Deny yourself. At this moment, please stop unwholesome communication. Unwholesome. This is a time where you need to what? You need to come to God. You have to stay focused. Your mind, your heart, your spirit. Listen, I'm telling you, unless you don't want God to do something in your life. Listen, people will come to this church, new guests like my dear lady here. She will embrace the word of God, receive the word of God with all her heart. And I trust God, in 2 months or 3 months, the Lord will bless her. And you will sit down, you will say, oh God, why me? I have been under this man of God for years. Why me? Check yourself. Are you understanding me? Check one. Yourself. And Esther said, I will fast. Can you imagine Esther, a whole princess? And when you look at the beginning of the book of Esther, how she was described. Esther na ho fe, me hu bi odemu ha yet. E bi afina me ba be ho. Mo fan che me. She was beautiful. She didn't think about her body. She didn't think about some feeling something around her body. She fasted. And I was speaking to somebody, there are, you know, two types of dry fasting. But in our dispensation, we cannot do it. The Bible says they put sackcloth on themselves. No water, no food for 3 days. And I want to trust God that they just go in hiding somewhere. No brushing of teeth, no nothing, and they are there. But in our time, hey, if you tell people like that, my God, they will blow fuse. Are you understanding me? They deny what? Themselves. And they fast 3 days. Nyami, one bemoa debi, me ma unko. Here, we don't have that in our generation. No. You think that your salary, your 3,000 salary, is that what God has destined for you? What do you think now? Listen, I have seen young guys who are genuinely, they are paid well.
genuinely. They are paid well and they are living well. Are you understanding me? And it's because some have decided to intercede for them. Are you with me? 30 days fast. I can't how many weeks now you're here. You can't dedicate yourself. Hallelujah. Some of you in fasting and prayer. No way, beautiful. Now we share some. Oh God, have mercy. Bradaba. Listen, can I prophesy? No way, beautiful. Now we share your main here. Hallelujah. You are flipping on your face. I'm not saying don't do internet, but some things immediately you just flash it. Hallelujah. You just move it. You just move it and go because it's going to contaminate what you're fasting. You think how does God reveal and open our eyes to see if all the time we are on our TV and we are watching pornography 24/7. Anytime God wants to reveal something to us, the enemy will bring that picture. And some of you, the reason why your eyes will never be open because you are watching too many things. And now they have modified it in our telenovelas and in our, now it's on YouTube everywhere. The house help. Hallelujah. You see, the house help. I have seen it. That's why I'm telling you. I'm not a saint. I have seen it. The house help. And they've made it so nice. And then you are watching it. You can watch it 2 hours. But when we say Zoom 1 hour, you pray 15 minutes and then you disconnect and you say it's due to network. Hallelujah. Can you imagine in this church when you have waited patiently and the Lord has blessed you? Everybody that comes here, your car is parked at the corridor there. Hallelujah. Your car is parked at the ground level there. Can you imagine how beautiful it is? Two girls, one boy. There'll be two boys, one girl. Hallelujah. I know why you are laughing. And you enter your car, beautiful. Sunday, we are with your family. Baby, come on. What did you define? Hallelujah. And upon sorry, we don't family vampire. You live in a kind of life so beautiful. The favor of God is with you. Though problems come, you are still persevering. Ah, enye fiana. But look at that surface Christianity thing. Hallelujah. 5 years of you being, or 10 years of you being born again, they look at you and say, what evidence do we have that shows that you are a Christian? You see, I come to church on Sunday. You think that building content is only enough? It's not a sense of maturity. No, it's not enough. Are you understanding me? It's not enough. I have 3 points, but let me close. Please stand up on your feet for me.
Precious one, I believe you have been blessed by that powerful message from Reverend Sidney Elementsa. Don't forget to share this message with your loved ones. God bless you. Shalom.